Local man Alan Provost-Swede says local community and economic effects will be extreme. He says recent massive investments may go underwater.
You know, the other thing which I don't know people in Brisbane realise, Hine & Son have got two timber mills here, one at Mallawandi. It's going to be 10 years underwater. They just spent $15 to $20 million updating that plant, so that's got to move. And that means that the residents here who work there won't have a job for like 2 or 3 years.
The original steam train is a weekend tourist attraction in Imbolc. Imbolc itself won't go underwater in the plan, but the old railway lines will be flooded. The engine driver of the Merry Valley Heritage Railway, Neville Caldwell, says he has not been informed properly about the extent of the Merry Valley Dam.
It'd be a shame if they did, because we've been running 8 years now, and it's very popular, as you can see by the number of people here today. And we have heard that the line's going to be still there. Whether it's going to be underwater or not, we don't know.
Okay. So what, do you like to say anything about this dam?
I haven't heard of anyone speak for it. I think they've got other places that they could put it without interfering with people's lives and properties. And it's always good ground that they put underwater, which is a shame. So I don't think it should be put there. It interferes with a lot of people's lives, and not only the people that live there, it has a domino effect, and it'll affect a lot of businesses in Gympie, all them people that do their shopping and that in Gympie, and it's going to affect them a lot. So I think it's a backward step as far as that area is concerned.
Can you tell us what your duties are here with the steam train?
Yeah, I'm an engine driver with MVHR. Been with them for 10 years now, and we've been running for 8 years, and the scene has grown from a few people on the weekend. We run 3 days a week now, and we have a car club with us today here. There must be at least 200 people with that car club come down because the train's here. Perhaps if the train wasn't here, they would have went somewhere else.
Mary River local musician and No Dam committee member Steve Dennis says Premier Peter Beattie is jumping the gun with his announcements. He says the sudden decision has terrified locals and means banks won't finance threatened properties. Mr Dennis says all projects have been cancelled and people are in a shocked limbo.
But Peter Beattie often says in the press, it's a done deal, a foregone conclusion. These are words he said. Now he does say that, provided the figures stack up, whatever those figures are, we don't know what that means sometimes. He talks about, if we get the geological work and the drilling, and then once that stacks up, it's a done deal. Now he's saying that. Meanwhile, the Department of Natural Resources, Mine and Water are saying to us, no, and as has Deathwick Oil. No. Once that happens and the government commits themselves to the project, they then have to undertake 2 to 3 years of studies, environmental impact studies, socio-economic impact studies. They then have to have a very, very good case to go to the federal government, as in Ian Campbell, who's the Minister for the Environment, so that they can get it through the EPBC, which is the Environment Protection, Biodiversity and Conservation Act. So his stance, this is Peter Beattie's stance in the press, is it's going to happen, we need this dam no matter what, but he never mentions these studies. But whereas his ministers, as in Henry Palaszczuk, Desley Boyle, admit that that process has to be undertaken. So what we're getting in the community is people listening to Peter Beattie and panicking and thinking that their land's going to be taken away from them by the end of the year. When he announced this, he said, we'll know by the middle of the year and we'll start building it by the end of the year. Now, that's just wrong. It's not fact. It's porkies. and he shouldn't be doing that, because people are panicking into making rash decisions about their future with regard to anything. You know, so many things are on hold in the area. So many businesses, their businesses are going under in Gympie. So much infrastructure work in the area has just stopped dead.
Land west of Noosa is becoming red hot because the coast is too expensive and land opportunities are short. Merry Valley land had become a popular place to move and invest prior to the dam announcement. You've been listening to interviews by 4ZZZ's Mick Smith. with Merry Valley locals who will be affected by the dam which the Premier plans to address South East Queensland's water crisis.